AM 570 LA Sports.
I want to hear it, man. I'm desperate to hear it.
This is the Petros and Money Show.
Best case scenario.
Mad Money Smith.
Worst case scenario.
Petros Papadakis.
What am I doing here? I'm humiliated.
Available on the iHeartRadio app.
Now online at AM570LASports.com.
This is Petros and Money.
Hour four.
Can't do it, Sally.
I'm too easy to me.
Some people thought there was a Clipper game tonight.
Everything.
That's what I was told on Monday.
You see your father. Then you see me.
Yeah! Yeah!
Yeah! Yeah!
Petros and Money, AM 570 LA Sports. Penultimate show. We got a 3-5 on Monday. We are here until 7. One more hour. David Vasse has off-season Dodger talk tonight. Gavin Lux will be joining him in studio.
Big guest, big get.
As a matter of fact.
Love that guy.
Big fans. Twice have we had Gavin on now?
Two big fans right here. You and me right here. Two big fans.
So I think two times been on the show. Once reacted to something said on the show per Tim Cates.
Big time part of the show. Gavin
no, you
Lux.
Presented my idea poorly, and it led to him
I don't think
negatively about my position of hats optional.
Baseball players like hats, Matt, as you would say. Turns
you know
out.
If,
turns
if,
out, as
if you
would
like
say.
If you like hats, keep wearing it.
They like hats.
If you want to show off your hair, you don't have to wear a hat.
They want everybody to wear the hats. And you know, in football, we wear helmets, Matt, as you know, because
like
you'll be
to
out
celebrate
there.
Celebrate the individual. You don't.
Yeah, well, in football, if you wanted to celebrate the individual, you'd have a bunch of freaking head trauma out there, more than there already is. And you'll see it all, Matt.
My head almost broke open, but thankfully I had this wool cap on.
I was seen by everybody.
Saved me.
Chargers versus Raiders this Sunday.
Chargers!
1 o'clock kickoff on KFI AM.
The silver
640.
And black are back.
Chargers versus Raiders this Sunday. Matt will be there, 1 o'clock kickoff on KFI AM 640. Matt, it's time for the final hour fun fact. Still got Vietnam?
Still Vietnam.
Yeah, give me the Christmas in Vietnam. Give me the Christmas in Vietnam. We need
Vietnam Christmas on PMS.
What do you got?
You played The End by The Doors the other day. The opening scene of Apocalypse Now, The End. That, by the way, was a goof. It was a joke by Francis Ford Coppola. It was like, hey, wouldn't it be funny if we just kind of played The End at the beginning of the movie? And when they went back and looked at the scene, they were like, oh, wow, this is pretty hypnotic.
Yeah, this
and it
works.
Really works. So we're going to keep it. Second part of that scene, Martin Sheen was actually butt-ass drunk.
Yes.
He had a drinking problem.
No.
He decided this was going to be his way to confront it. Interesting way to do it.
In the hotel in Saigon.
And he did punch the mirror.
Oh, yeah, he did.
He did cut his hand. He tried to fight Francis Ford Coppola multiple times.
Oh, of course he did.
Attacked him once.
Well, you know, you don't get off the boat unless you're going all the way into the character.
The crew was scared, uncomfortable, and stopped shooting multiple times only to have Sheen scream at them, continue shooting!
Did he have a heart attack?
Had a heart attack on the set as well. Yes.
I would have led with that. You know, he was a bad guy.
Had a heart attack.
His chest exploded too.
His brother Joe had to fill in for all of those scenes. So a lot of the shots actually you see are Joe Estevez
Joe
from
Estevez.
The back.
I think it's Jose.
Because Sheen was... because Sheen had a heart attack and was recovering. He sounds exactly like Martin as well, and they have a bunch of his voice dubbed over some of the scenes as well, and he is not credited at all. There is no chance of it.
My chest exploded. I punched a mirror. I fought everybody. Scared the crap out of everybody. Otherwise, it was a great time.
I'd like to point out as well, the problems we had with Martin were nothing compared to what we experienced with Marlon Brando.
Oh, yeah. Well, that's...
It's a complete nightmare.
It's a whole other month of fun facts. Quick hits, everybody.
The PMS quick hits. I'll make it quick, y'all. Oh, yeah.
Brought to you by Morongo Casino. 90 minutes from wherever you are, Morongo Casino offers a good time.
Good up.
The Lakers have lost two in a row. They're off till Sunday. Then they host the fleshiest team in the NBA, the Denver Nuggets.
Now, listen. It's one guy. Nikola Jokic is as fleshy and doughy and came in to the season as out of shape as he could have possibly come.
And everybody else in the NBA is super skinny, so he puts the fleshy meter all the way up, and they're the fleshiest team.
Because of just one guy.
One guy. Hey, you got one rapist in your crew, you're the rape crew. Okay, that's you.
It's not where it ends.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, you forgot to mention.
It doesn't end with rape?
Nope. Pretty important little nugget following the Lakers losing
their
second in a row.
Oh, they had a meeting saying they would never lose set two in a row.
Thank you. That's the important takeaway.
Like Tebow.
Hey.
God bless.
These guys.
We will never lose like this again.
They met after the game.
God bless.
And they all made a pact. They're a team. They're a family. They are bonded together. They will never lose two games in a row for the rest of the season. So go ahead and keep that. Not even in the deep recesses, but right there at the front of your mind as this 82-game campaign plays out, okay?
Clippers are 21-9 on the season. They're in San Antonio tomorrow night, 5:30 tip. They lost last night. Lou Williams lost his cool and called the ref bitch boy.
I mean, I think if you're going to call the ref something because you feel like there's phantom foul. And,
quote of the week.
And so, hey, bitch boy.
Quote of the week.
Hey, bitch boy.
Love the bitch boy. We are your home of the Clippers.
Is that going to get you thrown out in 2019?
I think it was after he got thrown out that he really started throwing the bitch boys, being led out when he said bitch boy twice. You can always buy tickets to Clippers games at Clippers.com.
What'd you call me?
Bitch boy. That's what I called you, you bitch. Matt, you know, let's jump straight to the NFL. You know, that's a big news. Forget all this freaking Hall of Fame crap and player purse.
I wonder why you're interested in skipping the Hall of Fame crap. Because who's the first name that is part of the 2020 class of potential inductees? What is the first name that you have just so casually decided we're going to skip and get right to the NFL?
Alphabetically, Chris Bosh. Well, Chris Bosh.
And then?
Duncan. No, Kobe.
Yeah, Kobe Bryant.
Yeah.
Kobe Bryant. One of the 15 greatest players in the history of the league is officially eligible.
Foregone conclusion.
To be part, yes. But if his name wasn't there, I can promise you, you would have said Tim Duncan, Kevin Garnett, and Chris Bosh headline.
No, we're just
the 2020
class. I know we got a lot to get to with McClain, and we have a long dead and alive situation that we want to do.
An important news item in the city of Los Angeles, and you were just going to run right by it.
Yeah, it was.
For a bunch of football that has no playoff.
Sorry, you're calling
whatsoever.
The damn game. I'm trying to promote your game on KFI.
There's time for that.
Whatever. Enjoy the game on KFI. Week 16 showdown with the Raiders.
They got the lines on here, for God's sakes.
I hope Matt.
That's how important football is in Week 16.
I hope Matt doesn't get food checked while he's checking his freaking trunk in the parking lot. The Chargers are a 7-point favorite at home today. Rams, though, Matt, they're still alive. Just ask Rogan, who has gone through the meticulous alphabetical, and his competition, just point differentials, how the Rams are going to make it.
Minnesota's got to lose to the Packers and the Bears, and the Rams got to knock off the 49ers. Tomorrow, remember, that is not a Sunday game. That is a tomorrow night 5 p.m. kick up in San Francisco game on NFL Network, and then they have to defeat the Cardinals. So need a little bit of help, and probably not going to get it.
Matt, bowl season is underway.
Now we're talking.
And tomorrow, there's a whole day of bowls.
Well, I saw Buffalo-Charlotte earlier today. That was exciting.
I mean, the Chris Peterson Bowl in Las Vegas is just one of many bowls on tomorrow. And the Buffalo took off those Charlotte 49ers pickaxe from its stick and shoved it up there behind. The Buffalo beat the 49ers of Charlotte, who are never changing their name, to 31-9. In the Makers Wanted Bahamas Bowl, I want Makers as well.
Makers?
I'm a whiskey drinker.
Wanted.
I want Makers.
Bahamas Bowl.
That's the one Desmond Howard tried to ruin years ago.
He did ruin it. He didn't try. He did ruin
it. If you muted it.
Then you were fine, but you couldn't mute it because you were so dumbfounded at how bad someone could be as a game analyst who had been on a studio show for the last 10 years.
Utah State, Kent State, Tropical Smoothie Cafe Frisco Bowl in Frisco, Texas. Going down right now at the Dallas facility. Yeah, yeah.
Tropical Smoothie Cafe Frisco Bowl.
It's really good. Matt, we got Kings news.
They're rallying. 15-18-1 as they're trekking toward 500. Their roadie continues in Buffalo tomorrow, 10 a.m. Ow. They dropped the puck. Remember, you can listen to every Kings game.
Right there on the iHeart.
On the iHeart Radio app and the Kings channel. Kings Hockey brought to you by Morongo Casino.
Good times.
And remember, Kobe Bryant, officially eligible for the 2020 class of the Naismith Memorial Basketball Hall of Fame. part of a class that includes 13 NBA championships, 4 MVPs, 5 finals MVP awards, 59 All-Star appearances. It's going to be the greatest class ever inducted into the Hall of Fame, and you just wanted to run right by it because Kobe's part of it. Why you got to be like that?
No, because we're running out of time.
It's the holiday season, man. Give him his accolade.
No! I don't care about the stupid Basketball Hall of Fame. Adrian Dantley's in the Basketball Hall of Fame. Everybody gets in. Ben Wallace is in there.
Ben Wallace is not in
there. Kevin Duckworth is in there.
Duckworth is not in there.
Yeah, they're all in.
They're not.
You don't even have to be a pro basketball player to be in the Basketball Hall of Fame.
Mitch Richmond is in there.
It's the worst Hall of Fame. It's the worst Hall of Fame. A lot of angry cologne wearers.
No.
And a lot of people who don't wear cologne that think Cakes is a cheese ball.
That's fair.
Somebody says, I think single guys wear cologne, married guys don't give an F. Cakes is married.
I do like those that are not angry either way, but are ready to justify. Only on special occasions. Yes. Only one squirt, and I put it in the air, and I walk into it.
I've had the same bottle for years. It's the same bottle from 86. Here's one that's pretty prevalent. Only purpose cologne serves is half-ass attempts at covering the smell of marijuana. Joining us now on the Chevy Silverado Celebrity Hotline with a big game tonight.
Tonight!
At Simi Valley, where his son Kyle, the leading scorer in the Marmonte League, averaging 23 a game, roughly, will play under his father's jersey across the street from Lemon Park, where his father's statue stands so tall to inspire the young children of all of Ventura County. He loves Vietnam Christmas, which is why we switched it up to your brother-in-law's favorite Christmas carol.
Here come the snap the rooster.
This lame guy's dad was the rooster. He was the Vietnam vet. He was the guy who was freaking out all the time.
Very personal story.
Oh, yeah. Very personal to us as well, the Vietnam Christmas.
Oh, yeah, he ain't gonna die.
Every once in a while, whenever Don sees a pellet gun, he just looks, takes a deep breath, and remembers his time in the bush. Shooting at the coyotes. Don McLean, ladies and gentlemen, on the Chevy Silverado Celebrity Hotline from the Clippers, from the Pac-12 Network, CAA, and the Conejo Valley Basketball Club. Son Kyle, big star this year at Westlake. What's cracking, Don? How are you?
I don't remember or recall being in the bush with my pellet gun, but it does bring a interesting thought into my head.
And that is?
Just, but maybe I need to be in the bush with my pellet gun.
Just you crouch down, you know, just pumping that pellet gun, just getting ready.
Did you wear cologne when you were in college, Don?
In high school, I
high
did.
High school, you did?
High school,
no, no college, yeah. High school, I did. The polo.
And he's playing basketball.
Oh, yeah. Polo cologne.
Polo in the green bottle with the gold cap.
And yeah. Don was playing basketball. Right. You know, it's different if you play a sport. You get around all kinds of different people with all kinds of weird ideas. I would have never, never smoked Sherm. You know,
let me lay this image on you. If you, I'm sure I could dig up a picture somewhere with the mullet going, the fake mustache going, the gold chain going, and the smell of polo coming off of me, walking through the halls at Simi High School. Oh, speaking of Simi High School,
yeah, tonight's a big night, Don.
What do you think that did to the ladies, fellas?
Oh, a lot. pop your collar, and here they come.
You know, the sad part is they were following him.
Oh, yeah, they were.
No, they were.
Is that Don? I think I got brushed by one of the hard...
No, 90% of the population at Simi High School was wearing polo cologne.
Yeah.
It wasn't just me. Yeah.
Is that Bill?
No, it's Don.
I got hit with one of the ringlets of his mullet. His stiff ringlets of his mullet hit me while he walked by in the halls because he's so damn tall. Now, Don, I don't know how much you want to discuss it, but tonight's a big night for Kyle, obviously.
Tonight.
Well, maybe it's not. I'm sure he's played in that gym many times before, and you've been in that gym with him many times before. But this season's really playing out to be a lot of fun for your family.
It really has been. And the team, you know, I don't know what my expectations of the team were, but they're exceeding them, and they're fun to watch. They're small, and that's why I think my expectations weren't that high, but they play hard, like really hard, and they move the ball, share the ball. And I think they found early in the season that when you play hard and you move the ball, good things happen. So they're 14-3. He has played at Simi before. Actually, they played in the Simi tournament a couple weeks ago, so he's played there, but kind of a non-league game tonight, so excited to – get over there and watch him play. By the way, how'd it go the last couple days with the Vietnam Christmas?
You know, we never opened up the phones, but a lot of positive textosos.
Oh, yeah. A lot.
I bet.
Boss really liked it. He was a big fan.
Everybody loved
Who?
It. Everybody had a great
Don
time.
Don Martin was a big fan of it.
Oh, I'm sure he loved it.
Here it is, Don. Here it is.
Vietnam Christmas on PMS.
Love it, Don.
Oh, yeah.
What was your favorite part about Vietnam Christmas, and what do you wish we would have done? Well, you wish we would have done, Full Metal Jacket? I mean, what's your vibe? What's your Vietnam vibe? I mean, we were all growing up at a time we were inundated of memories of the Vietnam War, and what really happened, man, and were
you
in the
end? I think you said it, P. I think you guys missed the mark on not taking calls. I think you should have opened up the phone
now we
for at
take
least Cologne. 2 hours.
Now we got to take cologne calls. You know, I mean, I'm getting inundated.
What's more important this cologne. Time of year, cologne calls or Vietnam Christmas calls?
That's a pun.
I feel like you have just managed to summarize the show perfectly.
That's a pun.
Hey, what did you guys do today? We had to decide. Are we taking calls on Vietnam or cologne?
And that's tough.
That's what we did.
That's tough for me. Well, I don't know.
By the
that's
way, our we're show. A sports talk radio show, yeah. In case you didn't know.
Well, exactly. Look, it's first of all... You telling me that sports guys don't watch Platoon with the man in the black pajamas? We're the adversary. Second of all, you're telling me right now that people don't get cologne for Christmas and don't know what the hell to do with it?
Very relatable.
You know, it looks like a hockey puck. It's very sports-like.
Hey, another bottle of Dracar. Just what I needed.
How about a bottle of cologne in a tiger cage underneath the Christmas tree? There we go.
There you go.
That's
a
nice
go.
Motif.
There you go.
Yeah, that's like the Rushmore party at the end. You know, it was really sweet, really well done. Don, now we noticed last night Lou Williams calling the official. He lost his cool, which barely ever happens.
Rarely happens.
Yeah, and they called the referee bitch boy. Maybe your thoughts on maybe do the Clippers have a Houston bugaboo, A, and B, do you ever call a ref bitch boy? Or you're acting like a little bitch right now or say anything like
no,
that?
No, but what's funny, and I'm sure a lot of people know this, but maybe not everyone. You know, if you've been in the league for a few years, you know when you're crossing the line. So Lou Williams knew that he was going to get teed up in that instance, and then you have to decide, do I want to go for more and get tossed out of this thing? And bitch boy would 100% get you the first technical. But, yeah, that was out of character for Lou. I don't think he's gotten a technical since he's been with the Clippers, at least that I can remember. I think last night was the first one. And I don't know what was going on last night. It was a weird game. Like, you felt like the Clippers had it in control, and then all of a sudden, you know, here comes Houston. I guess that's what they do. When they get hot from behind the line, they're hard to deal with. I don't think they have a bugaboo. I do think that the Clippers aren't where they're going to be defensively yet. They have a bunch of really good individual defenders. But team defense, which is still pretty good, will get even better as the season goes along. So if people are wondering, I hope the Clippers don't play the Rockets in the playoffs, I think you'll see a much different Clipper defense by the time we get to the playoffs.
In terms of that defense, Don, and it was interesting, they tried a number of different things in that game last night with James Harden. They doubled him for a while. They put PG straight up on him for a little while. Is he, and I know it's you know, I don't know how you feel about James's game. We've talked to you in the past about it, but it seems like he's adding something every year. Do you think he is legitimately one of the toughest covers in the history of the game? I don't know what you do on some of those step back pump fake threes that he is drilling. Like, it's crazy what he's able to do right now.
He is one of the toughest covers we've ever seen, and I think because of the change in rules along the way, and I'm not saying it's because of the change rules, I'm just saying the way the rules are now, he's got a lot more freedom. You know, you can't touch anybody. But I think what really sets him apart is the fact of the way they play, in that it's straight ISOs, and not a lot of people do that anymore. The ball's in his hands a ton. But the spacing of the floor in his range, in his ability to make shots from the distance that he can make it from. So think about it. If you have an ISO, you have the ball in your hand, and you're at 29, 30 feet, and the floor is spaced, I mean, that defender is on an island. And if you can make that shot, a step-back shot, then I'm not sure what you do. So to your point, you can try a bunch of different stuff, but if he gets it rolling, he is awfully hard to deal with. The problem that I see with the Rockets is I think once you get into the playoffs and there's less possessions, the game slows down. What if Harden doesn't have it rolling? There's less times for him to take attempts. And if he's shooting a low percentage, that's a problem for the Rockets.
The other game last night, don't know if you had a chance to watch some of it, all of it, but it does look, I don't think it's a conversation of who the MVP is this season. I know Harden's scoring darn near 40 and LeBron's been great, and obviously Kawhi, I mean, you know, we can go through all the names, but it right. really feels like Giannis is on a different level than everybody else.
Matt, if he continues to make threes, it's over. You might as well just give him the award for the next 10 years. I mean, seriously, because he made five threes last night, and the only thing anybody's been able to say about him for the last 3 years is he's got to improve his jumper. So now that he's got that jumper, speaking of not knowing what to do with an individual, I mean, forget James Harden. If Giannis can consistently make 2 to 5 threes a game, it's over. Like, there's nothing you can do with him. He's too long, he's too athletic, too skilled, too strong, too everything for you to be able to deal with him. And I think right now, because of where he's playing and his ability to make shots, like, you're not going to be able to scheme off of him in the playoffs now because you got to get out there to his jumper, that Milwaukee's the favorite. And I didn't think coming into the season they'd even be in the – well, I shouldn't say they weren't in the conversation, but I didn't believe that they really had a chance to win it, you know, based on what the Clippers did and the Lakers did and everyone did in the offseason. And I would say right now, and things will change before the playoffs, but I would say right now Milwaukee's a favorite.
The great Don McLean, everybody. There's nobody better.
Scary proposition. It's over. Give it to Milwaukee.
10 years
but
from now on, 10
I mean,
years.
It's crazy.
Send Don 10 bottles of Polo Cologne. And
10 gold chains.
And a VHS set of Platoon and the documentary about making of Platoon.
Ooh, now you're talking.
We love you, Don. Have a wonderful, wonderful holiday season. We really appreciate what you contribute to the show. You're a huge part of what we do. You're our basketball brains, arms, and legs. And we really do appreciate you. Have a great Christmas and New Year's. And good luck tonight with the great Kyle McLean.
Well, I appreciate you guys. Happy holidays and Merry Christmas. And to all the listeners that come up to me at Clipper Games or around town and say that they hear me on your show, it's a privilege to work with you guys. And I'm glad we're still doing it this many years down the road. And everybody be safe this holiday season.
Thank you, Don. You're the best.
All right, guys.
First guy ever to have the Christmas tree. Little
on the mirror.
Right on the mirror, air freshener for the car, Don McLean.
You know, I heard she's into vanilla. I'm going to swap out my jasmine for vanilla. Next night, I got some sweet sprucey pine.
Another correction, Matt. The lemon park's a little further down the 118.
Corrections and retractions.
Not right across the street. Not all the way to Moore Park.
But
not right across the street. Gavin Lux with David Vassay coming up next. Doesn't somebody want to be wanted? That is coming up at 7 o'clock. Clippers are off tomorrow, and they play the Spurs. San Antonio pregame at 4:30, tip-off at 5:30 right here on your home of the Clippers, AM 570 LA Sports. Go to clippers.com to buy tickets to any Clipper game. And Matt, we got one more day on the radio next week, 3 to 5.
Short show.
Monday.
Two-hour show. Going into Monday Night Football. Packers v. Vikings. Petros and Money. Not 2, but 3 to 5:15 p.m.
Because Eric Dickerson is on.
And we ain't at BJ's.
From 2 to 3.
When we go to BJ's, we're here at 2.
That's right.
When we in a studio, Rogan and Rodney here at 3.
So only 2 hours for the hate list Petros and Money show. A little unfortunate for you haters out there, but that's all it's going to be. And then Operation Shutdown vacation until the new year. Happy New Year.
You think Operation Shutdown starts after that show? That's not what we experienced here today for 4 hours.
I worked hard.
Yeah.
I really put in a great effort. And I thought we'd had a great show. Great shows all week, as we discussed. And Matt, you got to work on Sunday. So do I. Chargers versus Raiders this Sunday. 1 o'clock kickoff on KFI AM 640. And before we say goodbye and welcome Dave and Gavin Lux, it's time for your dead guy birthday of the day.
Dead guy birthday of the day. Well done, Kicks. I'm going to be distracted for the whole thing. I remember.
This song's not depressing.
No, not at all. But you know what? This story isn't depressing for him, but it's depressing for us. Depressing for us. Harvey Samuel Firestone killed the trolley.
Oh, this is the guy.
Tire magnate, American businessman, founder of Firestone Tire and
now
Rubber Company.
Now beer and wine.
Yeah, now. I'm sure he'd be so proud of young Andrew.
And the Bachelor.
One of the first global makers of automobile tires, born in Ohio on a farm. Paternal grandfather built it. He was the second of three sons, married a singer-composer, daughter of a wealthy owner of a patent required to run a flour mill, Idabel Smith. They eventually had seven children. They were not notable. The grandchildren, Andrew, aforementioned, Firestone, opened one of the biggest rubber plantations in Liberia, West Africa, 1 million acres.
Rubber Town, USA, Liberia.
The 1 million acre plant coincided with his establishing the first ever automotive service center. Firestone Tire and Service, to take care of all of your automobile maintenance and repair needs.
All Liberians.
They
come over at your car like a NASCAR.
Get on over to West Africa. Get your stuff sorted out. In 1927, Henry Ford and Firestone decided West Coast operation, Southern California. Ford's like, I'm going Long Beach. Harvey, I'm going Southgate. 40 acres. New manufacturing plant. Hired some fancy architects to build a spectacular four-story complex, its own power plant, artwork outside.
Southgate.
Southgate.
Firestone exit.
Named after Harvey. Good old Firestone Boulevard, right through the middle of town. Named after its founder, essentially, because it doubled in size. It was 1 million square feet. The town grew. The main drag, again, named after Firestone. And L.A. became the number one tire market in the country. You know the story because you've seen it on film. 1950. General Motors, Standard Oil, Firestone. They all band together to shut streetcars down.
The red car!
American streetcar scandal. The red car was out.
The red car was the greatest thing in L.A., as everybody says. As my great-grandparents and grandparents used to say, you could take it from San Pedro all the way into Hollywood through mid-Wilshire.
Dismantled it.
All the way out to the beach. They dismantled it so people could drive around.
Now if you drive in L.A., it takes you an hour and a half to go anywhere.
That's because of...
Damn it!
That's what they wanted. They said, no, buses with tires is the future, not trolleys on rails.
And they would have gotten their wish like 70 years later. But you know, you should have let us have our streetcar, man. It was in Who Framed Roger Rabbit, and it looks sweet.
You ruined it.
Yeah, they really screwed it up, man.
Legacy, Princeton Library is named after him. There's a memorial in Akron. Motorsports Hall of Fame, Indy 500 Firestone tires from 20 to 66.
You know, that's back when, were you giving Indy dates? I'm sorry.
Whatever.
That was back when The Bachelor had to have money.
Right.
Like, that's been...
Like, you had to be a legitimate, wow, what a catch.
Like, I gotta get
Firestone
it.
Fortune.
I'll have tires for life. And I love monster trucks. I gotta do what I can to make this guy think I'm a sexual freak.
Instead?
Now it's like, what do you do? Well,
I work out and I drink protein shakes.
Protein.
Wow. What a catch. Firestone, legit bachelor. Tap into that freaking Firestone
now,
fortune.
Now, was that the great-grandson of this guy?
That was Andrew? Was that who it was, or was his
dad
Andrew?
I don't know. He just looked like a freaking empty sweater to me, man. He's a douche.
Unhappy birthday to you, Harvey. You ruined our city.
Yeah. Good tires, though.
Great tires.
A lot of good jobs in Ohio. A's Beer Conversation could be sponsored by you on the Petros and Money Show, as Modelo Meets a Lot of Monday has run its course. David DeJesus beating him out. Yoon Kai Sang, Matt, 41 years old, from the boy band God. Is this God? God, is this you? I don't know if I can ever stop doing this. And by this, I mean throwing out Korean titles for Matt to play his sound effects for.
I do enjoy it.
One day I will stop. I will stop one day. This guy Yoon is also an actor. He got into showbiz by answering an advertisement. He did his mandatory military service.
Okay.
His mother was once poisoned by a crazed fan and had to have her stomach pumped.
Is that right? I mean, what is he saying?
He's speaking Korean, so don't try to. There's just words that sound similar.
Sounded like there was one word in there.
Take it easy.
Is he saying what I think he's saying?
No, he's not. It's just, it's Korean,
yeah.
So don't worry about it. We're good. Matt, I think we've talked about this. He owns a cereal cafe. A cafe based on breakfast cereal.
We have had this discussion.
Yeah. We celebrate Yoon Kai Sang every year, Matt. or at least one of his other boy band friends who's also in the Serial Cafe business with him.
Serial Cafe may have made an appearance in the sadly now long gone Not Sports Report at some point. I do remember a Serial Cafe being discussed.
I whipped out a Kardashian story for George Reitster a couple times this year while you were out and about. All right, let's get to the titles. I don't think we've done this guy before. I think we've done another Serial Cafe entrepreneur in South Korea.
Very popular out there.
I guess. All right, Matt. Surefire horns right here, right off the top. Call him a shot.
I'll be the judge of that.
Yeah, you will. High kick. Revenge of the short-legged. Thank you. Potato star. Yes. Lovers of 6 years.
Odd number. Not the 7 year itch.
6 years? Good. I mean, that's six a long years. Time to be lovers and then just turn your back.
Let me know when you get to seven. Right.
That's when you start to itch at poots. Get your HPV test right there. The fourth title. Five men. And a kiddo.
Three men and a baby got nothing on five men and a kiddo.
I mean, it's much.
A kiddo's going to kick that baby
dynamic
around.
Dynamic is crazy for five men and a kiddo. You totally mustn't.
You better get something crappy in here. I cannot have you bat 1,000 on one of these.
Okay, last one.
They do the face and the crotch on the helmet?
That's where it's going.
Right then.
What do you think all those
roll credits.
What do you think all those ladies that want the one Hallmark, that watch a Hallmark movies, what do you think they really want?
Crotchless panties.
Oral sex. I'm just saying, that's the truth. All right, the final title, Matt, and this is also a very strong statement. Final Korean, South Korean title of the year. Right? Because Gates doesn't let us do Dead and Alive on a 2 hour show. He blocks it hard.
What if we just did nothing but Dead and Alive?
For 2 hours.
2 hours every second.
And then in first grade, he said, I read this guy's memoir. You do the first hour, I do the second hour. Final Korean title from God, boy band and Yoon Kai Sang, celebrating a birthday today. The painful longing is worse than breakup.
Well done.
Gavin Lux will be in next with David Vasse.
You know what it's called?
Enjoy Dodger Talk.